Leonard Slatkin had never worked through an expediter in his 3 years in the business, nor had he ever been paid $500,000 for the assassination of a single individual. Although the intelligence he'd been given was spot on, it had taken him nearly 2 weeks to arrange for the second-floor apartment in Georgetown, and another 10 days of nearly around-the-clock surveillance of the windows in the third-floor apartment, slightly kitty-corner across the street, and the front door to the brownstone, before he was sure that he would have a clear shot. He came and went at normal times, in a business suit, an attaché case in hand, walking to the end of the block and taking a bus into Washington, where he spent most of his days in Union Station working on his iPhone to gather as much information on his subject as he could. He was of medium height and build, with a totally unremarkable face and outward attitude. By the second day, he had begun to wonder if $500,000 was too small a sum, too little by a very substantial margin. But he had no idea of the name of his primary employer, nor did he have access to the expediter. He was on his own. Sitting in the dark now at the window in his apartment, the ordinary 223 caliber M16 military assault rifle resting on a tripod well enough inside the living room to be invisible to anyone outside. He waited patiently, just as he had the past 3 days since his preparations had been completed, for Kirk McGarvey to return from Florida at the start of spring break and show himself at his window, 500 feet away as the bullet flies.